When historian and former president of Smith College Jill Kirkconway published The Road from Corain in 1989, critics immediately placed it in the pink pantheon of classic female coming-of-age stories. Conway described the rugged enchantment of her childhood in the Australian outback, where she worked beside her parents and brothers on their sheep station until prolonged drought drove her father to suicide. Equally monumental were Conway's struggles with her mentally ill mother, who tried to sabotage Conway's plans to go to college and eventually leave Australia. Commentator Maureen Corrigan says The Road from Corain is a hard autobiographical act to follow, but Conway is obviously a woman who relishes challenges.
Every year since it was published, I've read The Road from Corain with my students in a course on women's autobiography. And there's always one thing that's bothered me about Jill Kirkconway's story. That is, where it ends. Conway takes us right up to the day when, at age 25, she boarded a plane in Sydney and soared off to seek academic fame and fortune in the United States. Her readers, however, are left behind on the tarmac. This is an all-too-typical pattern in prominent women's autobiographies, I've told my students. Women often conclude their life stories before they become famous, unlike famous men who devote most of their stories to how they conquered the world. We then spend the class period tisk-tisking male egotism and congratulating ourselves on women's superior, if crippling, humility. But the second installment of Conway's life story, True North, blows away that predictable analysis. Here, Conway recounts her Rocky Balboa-like battle to overcome sexism in academia in the 1960s. We follow her public triumphs as she stubbornly earns a PhD at Harvard and courageously organizes other women faculty at the University of Toronto. The painfully shy Conway even learns to make cocktail hour chat with the likes of Edmund Wilson and Archibald MacLeish. In True North, Conway demonstrates how a woman can write with pride about her accomplishments. And lest you wonder whether all work and no play makes Jill a dull girl, she also tells us a love story. Her marriage to fellow historian John Conway has to be one of the more romantic meetings of the minds ever recorded. As she proved in all those stark descriptions of the outback in The Road from Corain, Conway is a great chronicler of place. In quick strokes here, she evokes her storybook entrance into New York City. It turns out her cab driver served in Australia during World War II, and he takes her on a free 3-hour tour that includes man-made wonders like the Chrysler Building, the Fulton Fish Market, and Marilyn Monroe's apartment building. When Conway arrives at Harvard, she looks at all the dorm lights burning late at night and thinks, "We might worship the sun in Australia, but never this incandescence of the mind." Her sense of having found a home is intensified when she meets John Conway. But soon after their marriage, she has to confront his frightening bouts of manic depression, episodes that turn him from a loving man into a stranger possessed by demons of rage and suspicion. "In time," she says, "I was to come to a chastened recognition that I could be a companion, but never a cure to someone I loved so much." No doubt Conway's ability to handle her husband's illness was forged by all those years of dealing with her mother. When Conway recalls the fury with which her mother greeted the news of her marriage, you retrospectively appreciate her restraint in writing about her mother in The Road from Corain. I think that restraint may be Conway's most attractive feature as an autobiographer. You always get the sense Conway would rather not air life's dirty linen, but her intellectual's commitment to the truth compels her to. True North ends, like Corain did, with a departure. Conway is leaving Toronto and driving south to assume the presidency of Smith College. I hope she doesn't let her sense of discretion set up any roadblocks to tracing her remarkable journey all the rest of the way.
Maureen Corrigan teaches at Georgetown University. She reviewed True North by Jill Kirkconway.